Comprehensive numbers for Wisconsin home sales aren't available yet, but a report from the National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes in July are down by 25.5%. In the Midwest region, July sales were down by 33% compared to last year. First-time buyers who closed deals in June were still eligible for an $8,000 tax credit. Sellers were eligible for a $6,500 credit. Joe Murray is a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says it's hard to overstate the impact of the credits.
Existing home sales in the second quarter were almost 20% ahead of the year before because of that tax credit. So that really, really accelerated. So a lot of the activity that would normally take place over the summer just took place earlier.
Murray says the credits put the housing market on somewhat of a roller coaster.
It depends on how you look at it. If the idea was to stimulate home sales and stabilize home prices, then it was a success. If it was designed to even out the market instead of what it did do, then it wasn't as successful. But overall, it was a pretty successful program.
Even though the credits are no longer available, Murray says mortgage rates are at all-time lows, but buyers must have down payments and good credit. He says bankers and appraisers are busy with homeowners who are eager to refinance at a lower rate. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.